to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Glory to God. We just want to add to on this week with prayer and share. Amen. It'll be robbery for us not to be able to be able to expound, amen, on what some of this group have done here at WCNO, amen, Christian Radio, that have been a blessing, amen, not only to this community, amen, but into different 12 counties, amen, that the word of God is continued, amen, to come out, amen, and spread, amen, abroad, and showing, amen, the love of God. The Bible says, amen, that this men will know that you my disciples because we have love, amen, one for another. Can any good thing, amen, come out of Palm City? Amen. Can any good thing, amen, come? Amen. The foundation, amen, of this ministry. And I'm just so happy, amen, and excited, amen, to be a part of this and to have, amen, the ministry, amen, that we proclaim in the name of the Lord, amen, to be associated, amen, with such a fine, amen, group of people here, amen. And I salute each and every one of them, amen, coming, amen, from the top down, amen. Jonathan McLean, the general manager, amen, the pastor, amen, and the producer, amen, amen, here as well, amen. General manager, glory to God, amen. And the personnel director here, amen, of programs, Karen, amen, here, and David Francure, amen, also the producer here, and also, amen, Sherry, amen, the minister, assistant administration here, amen. We just want to lift these people up, amen, because they are people of God, amen, and I'm so glad to be able to cross paths with them this morning, amen. God made it possible, amen, through them, amen. God used them as a vessel, as an instrument, amen, to come and put themselves together in a special place, to be likewise, to be of one mind and one accord, amen, to be able to get the word of God, amen, out. And he's been good stewards, amen, and laboring, amen, for Christ, amen, and that he will, amen, reap the harvest of God, amen, in the name of Jesus. Whether it be finances, whether it be health, that you need to be, amen, healed, or whatever it may be, that you may be able to be, amen, touched and enlightened, amen, by the word of God. So we just want to thank God, amen, for them, amen, this morning. And we got to continue, amen, to come before the Lord, amen, continue, amen, to know that he exists, continue to know that, amen, that he is, and how we know that he is, that we trust God with our finances, to sow a seed, amen, on good ground, on good soil, amen, that it would flourish, amen, trusting God, amen, in everything that we do, trusting God, amen, amen, with our finances, trusting God, amen, with our homes, and knowing that God, amen, will make a way, that he would not withhold any good thing, amen, that them that come before him and uphold, amen, his righteousness in the name, amen, of the Lord, amen. We want to go without, amen, further ado, amen, this morning, amen, allowing the word of the Lord, amen, to be a lamp unto our feet, amen, and a light, amen, unto our path, in the name of Jesus. I just want to come before you, amen, on this hour, and that you will continue to have a better, amen, understanding. And I come to tell somebody, it's not by coincidence, by any chance, amen, that you're listening to, amen, Lively Stones Ministry right here in the Palm City, amen, Florida, in this beautiful, amen, area here in Palm City, amen, Florida, at this hour, 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. that God have appointed this time, amen, for us to be able to come and share. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning to you, you, and you. We certainly thank God, amen, for our being here today live in the studio. Amen. It's raining outside. Amen. So we had to be a little careful over the roadways with the slip roads. Amen. But we need to leave a little early. Praise God. We need to be a little bit more. Amen. Uniform and doing what thus said the Lord. The Bible still declared that let everything be done in decent. Amen. And order. We certainly thank God. Amen. For our program director here. Amen. Sister Karen. Amen. Allowing everything. Amen. To open up. Amen. And how God used her. Amen. In a mighty way. In the name of Jesus. So we thank God. Amen. For that. We thank God. Amen. For our listening audience out there this morning. This is the minister Ezekiel Jones from Lively Stones Ministry. Amen. The ministry where everybody is somebody and Jesus Christ is here. The man who made himself of no reputation but took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Amen. And then only not that, but came into the obedience, even much to the obedience of death. Amen. That Christ died for you. He died for me. Amen. And through him, amen, we can live. Through him, we can face tomorrow. Glory to God, at no more shackles holding you down in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We just want to, amen, come before you this morning. If we would leave a few words with you, amen, from another day's journey, amen, for on our way, amen, to a better way. On our way, amen, for the scripture says, amen, if I delight thyself in the Lord, he shall give thee desires of thy heart. Delight thyself in the Lord. Be full of joy. And that's why Lively Stones ministry is a ministry of full of joy. A ministry, amen, enthusiasm, amen. A ministry, amen, of knowing who God is in your life and get excited, amen, for about what God is doing. God is not dead, amen, but he yet still alive, still on the throne, still doing the things he did in the old Bible days, amen. Still healing, still delivering, amen. Still setting the captives free, amen, this morning. What about you this morning? Wake up, amen. Amen. Get your coffee, amen. Whatever you may do, amen. The Lord have blessed you, amen, to see yet another day. This is the day that the Lord have made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for such a time as this, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord, for your peace and your love. We thank you for your long suffering, O God. We thank you, O God, that you have made a way out of no way, O God. We thank you for another opportunity, amen, oh Lord, to come before you this morning. Now we speak to the hearts and the minds of your people out there everywhere, oh God, that the word of God will go out, Lord. You said that word would not return unto you void, that it will accomplish that which you sent it out to please, oh God. Somebody needs you this morning, oh God. Somebody don't know which way to turn, amen, this morning, oh Lord. Somebody brokenhearted this morning, oh God. But we know, oh God, that you are God, that you are never fellows, oh God. And you're too wise to make a mistake, oh Lord, and you're too just to do that which is wrong, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Enlighten your people, oh God, right now, oh God, that they may turn from the ways that they're doing things and look, amen, to a better tomorrow, amen, for who you are in their lives, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. We just want to make mention this morning, amen, Jackson Hewitt, the Income Tax Services, amen, in the city of Fort Pierce, amen, 1527 Avenue D, amen, in Fort Pierce, amen, Jackson Hewitt, amen. So if I went to Jackson Hewitt and I got my taxes done there, amen, and I had to get in a hurry because the deadline is April the 15th, amen. So if you were, if you're interested in going to Jackson Hewitt Income Tax Services, they're located at 1527 Avenue D in the city of Fort Pierce, amen. Ask to speak to Melinda there, amen, in the name of Jesus. We thank God, amen, for who he is. We love God this morning, amen. If it had not been for the Lord that who was on our side, amen, where would we be at this morning, amen, without God on our side, amen. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, amen. He is God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last, the beginning, amen, and the end. To know your identity, to know, amen, where you're heading at, amen, in such a time, in such an hour, amen, that we're living in today, amen. He's sovereignty, amen. He's the dominant God. He's the creator, amen, of all things, amen. And with him, the Bible so declared that with him, all things consist of him. And he was before all things, and all things was made by him and for him. Amen. God formed you in his own image, in his own likeness. Amen. That you might come to a place, amen, of recompense. That you might come to a place of ministry of the reconciliation. Reconciliation literally means being brought back to God, to acknowledge that Jesus, amen, died for your sins. Amen. And he became the ransom, amen, for you, that he bared, amen, your burdens. Amen. A man that was acquainted with grief and death and sorrow, amen, that he took your place, amen, so that he was the propitiation, amen, of your sins, and not for your sins only, but for the sins of the whole world, amen. He did that, amen. God is able to do, amen, the exceeding, the impossible thing, amen, that we believe that is impossible, amen. God will make it happen, but the only thing you got to do, amen, is have some faith in God. You can't throw in the towel now, amen. You come too far, amen, that the Lord have brought you from a mighty long way, amen, but you got to continue to reach, amen, forget about them things which are behind you, but continue to reach forth, amen, for them things which are before you. As Paul said, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Amen. If I can leave a word with you this morning, amen. If I had a message, or if I had a topic, amen, that I can deliver, amen, that the Lord will allow me, that he may put the words in my mouth, amen, it would be keep looking up. Keep looking up into expand your horizon, to launch out into the deep, and to get your feet, amen, both of your feet on solid ground. The Bible says that he that keepeth Israel would not, amen, suffer your feet to slide. He that keepeth Israel do not sleep or slumber. And you begin to think about that. Ain't that amazing? That God watches over us all during the time that we sleep. Amen. The God who never sleep. Amen. But he watches over you. Amen. And he touches you and allow you, amen, and open your eyes, that you have the breath of life, that you got it one more day to get it right. Amen. With God, you got one more day, amen, to proclaim, amen, the liberty of Christ, wherewith he have set you free. You got one more day, amen, to for God I'm gonna live, and for God I'm gonna die. You got one more day to proclaim the mercy, amen, and the grace, amen, something that you didn't even much deserve, something that I didn't even much deserve, but God saw fit, amen, that I will come to a place, and that you will come to a place and get to know him in the power of his resurrection, and in the fellowship and of his suffering, to know and to realize that he is God, that there was no God formed before him, and there will be no God after him, amen. He was the existing God, amen, even much before time, amen. But we got to understand who God is in our life, amen. It is no goodness of yours that you waking up this morning, and that you in that fine house this morning, and that you drive that fine car this morning. See, God's nature is to be good to all mankind, because he's God, his grace. But God is not going to run behind us, amen. But if you could continue to love him, amen, and to serve God, and when you in your dilemma and your situation, and you begin to call upon the name of the Lord would dispatch angels. The Lord would come and see about his property. The Lord would come and see about his people. See, the Bible said he would not withhold any good thing for them that walketh upright, glory to God, in his name. And I don't know no other name given among heaven whereby we must be saved. Amen. Among men whereby we must be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other name given unto heaven whereby we must be saved, according to Acts 4 and 12. To understand, amen, it is God who saved us. Amen. Buddha can't save you. Amen. Muhammad can't save you. Amen. There's only one and true and living God. Amen. That can bring you, amen, I'm from death, amen, unto life. Amen. I'm not talking about these things which are seen. Amen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen is eternal. And this is what God offered, friend. He offer eternal life. Amen. He give us, continue to give you an invitation to continue to have mercy, that you own you, on me, that we can continue that to that we may rejoice. Amen. In the day, amen, of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. The word gravitate is gravitate, meaning to come towards something, a place, or a thing, or a person, to come to that person, to gravitate, amen. And that is the point where, as a believer and as you, a child of God, amen, that you have been brought with a price and brought with a purpose, that you can gravitate, amen, toward God as you look at gravity. Amen. In the big picture, amen. But the gravity is sucked into the earth, where it calls a person to gravitate. The gravity, amen. And it's like a magnet. It's like a force, amen. And you ignite it to it, amen. And you're drawn to it, and you're accustomed to it, amen. And as so much as we're accustomed to our children, amen. Because that's our children. A mother love a child, and a mother's place is with her. With a child, amen, because she carried that child for 9 months, amen. A man is a provider, supposed to be a provider. He loved his wife, he loved his family, amen. He going out doing the things that a man of God, amen, that a man would do, generally working, amen, sweating by the eyebrow, by the sweat of your own eyebrow, amen. If a man don't work, he don't eat, amen. Glory to God. But when you come, amen, to gravitize and to come towards God and allow God, amen, to utilize you, to allow God, amen, to come into your heart, amen, allow God to come into your mind, amen, that there's a transformation, amen, to begin to take place, amen, in a visual life, amen. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Glory to God. You know that every passing day we live, and the text is coming out of James, the 4th chapter, verse 12. Where it reads that, what is my life is but a vapor. It appears for a little while, and then it vanishes away. It appears for a little while, and this is our life here. When God breathed the breath of life into a man, and we have a choice to make while we're here on this earth, whether we gonna do what the Lord have commissioned for us to do, as the Great Commission, when Jesus told his disciples to go out into all the world, amen, preaching the gospel, healing them of diseases, amen, cleansing the lepers. Amen. And you should do greater things than I have done. But you got to believe that within your heart. Glory to God. So my life and your life here on this earth, on this planet, this universe of the sovereignty God. Amen. Is to go out, first of all, to have the mind of Christ Jesus. To come into the reconciliation of who he is in my life, to be exhumanized, amen, and to be internalized, and allow that word of God to transform through me and go through me, amen, that I may be a good steward, amen, that I may be an ambassador, that I might be a disciple, amen, and following after Christ, that others will see the example, amen, and they can see Christ through me. Amen. And what I'm doing, amen, to live this life. Amen. Our job is to not judge folk, but amen, is to live by an example. Glory to God. And it's in a sense of a time now that we should get, amen, in a hurry up. I feel as though the world is moving, amen, very rapidly. The world is moving very, very, very fast. And I feel as though like a little kid when I used to go and catch the bus sometime, and the bus driver, if you're walking too slow, the bus driver begin to close the doors because you're walking too slow. You know, you need to make haste. You need to make an effort, amen, to try to get in that door and take your seat. And I feel like that same thing, amen, with the body of Christ now. I feel like a lot of us, amen, is just going through somewhat of a motion of our churches. I think we need to get more, amen, in a hurry. We need to be more of evangelizing and getting the message across, amen. Not being inferior, being rejected, that we may be rejected, amen. But to go out in the highways and the hedges, amen, and compel them to come, amen, to Jesus Christ. Glory to God. But first of all, we need to, amen, know the love, amen, of God. And then not only know the love of God, but to show, amen, the love of God. The Bible so declared that Jesus said that the love that you have one for another, men will know that you are my disciples, because the love that we have for one another, the unity, the body, the unify of the body. When how can two walk together, amen, unless they agree? I heard the Bible say that how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together, amen, into unity, amen. And the world is looking at that. So when they look at that, when they see that unified structure and in the structure, amen, they want it's a step forward in the right direction. But when they see us among ourselves, friction, amen, and discord among the body of Christ, amen, it sent a bad message. So, but if we come together, we can destroy, amen, some yoke. We can tear down Satan's kingdom. Amen. We can get that which God would want us to accomplish. We can stand firm on the solid foundation, amen, of the Lord. And friend, that... there's one day, meaning one less day remaining in a one's lifetime span on earth. Essentially means yesterday is gone and tomorrow is not even promised. It's not even promised that we see tomorrow. Yesterday gone, that's over. You know, it's amazing. You'll never see that day what happened yesterday. Never again. It's already recorded. Amen. And everything that's going on through our life now, and we have to be careful. The Bible say, be careful for nothing, but by everything prayer and supplications, letting your requests be known unto God. Amen. But as that day have gone, is in the past, and now tomorrow is not even is to come. Amen. Now that we're in the present now, and God is a present God. He's a on the spot Johnny on the spot, right now God, and He want to meet you right where your situations, right where your circumstances lies at, right now, right where you going through the bulk of your problems right now. The Bible so declare, come unto me all you that laden and heavy laden, amen, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And this is what God want to come in, amen, and God want to put all that baggage that you have, He want to put it on His back, and He want to carry the load. Amen. Ain't no sense in you throwing a pity party and crying and everything like that. That there's a lot of times we throw pity parties. Mm-hmm. And we want people to hear our story. Amen. And it's good to tell a story, but you want to go and talk to folk. But why don't you talk to the Lord? Amen. I heard the Bible say that His ear are inclined, amen, to hear what you say. Amen. The only thing you have to do is reach out and be persistent, amen, before God. Glory to God. It's James 4:14. I'm sorry, I told you 4:12. It's James 4, the chapter James, the fourth chapter, verse 14, say, what is our life is like a vapor, appears for a little while, then vanish away. That we should live with a sense of urgency and make the most of our opportunities and our time on this earth, as it is limited and uncertain. There's a lot of uncertainties that we're facing here in the world today. God don't want us to be unsure about things. When you in God, amen, you're supposed to have faith that my God is able to deliver me out of any situation and circumstance of what I'm going through. And if he don't, I know he's able. As the Hebrew boy said, I know he's able, amen, to deliver me, amen, from what I'm going through, amen, at this present time, because the Bible tells me that he's a very present help in the time of trouble. When I'm going through, when I can't see my way, when my feet is sliding, amen, when I'm on rocky ground, amen, but he brought me up out of a harbor, put and set my feet, amen, upon a rock, glory to God, and establish my going. Friend, this is what God want to do. God want to establish you, amen, and firm you on solid ground. Glory to God. And as our time is limited and uncertain here, God is a very present help. In other words, in your past life, when you couldn't find your fast, when your footing, when you do not know your purpose, neither your destiny. Ephesians 2 and 1, and you have he quickened who were dead in your trespasses and sins. Where in time past you walk according to the course of this world. Amen. According to the prince of the powers of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. God will always causes us to triumph. When you are a creature, amen, in God, the Bible so declared, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new beginning, amen, a new way of life, amen, a new lease on life. The hardness, the mind, everything have become new. Them things in the past, they of the past. Glory to God. All the chains have been broken, shackles loose off your feet. Glory to God. I speak deliverance over your life, friend, today. I speak healing over your body, your finances, that they will increase. We're serving a God who will never fail, a God which all things, amen, are possible, that you shall live and not die, saith God. God told the man of God, the prophet Isaiah, to go and tell Ezekiah to set your house in order, that you shall die and not live. But because Ezekiah was persistent in prayer, the Bible said Ezekiah was a righteous man. He stayed before God. And Ezekiah was petitioned to the Lord that, God, that I wish you that you would add 15 years to my life, that I don't want to die as of yet. Glory to God. See, a lot of times we have things that we do want to do. We want to see our wife. Our wife might be ill. The family, somebody we need to be here for. Glory to God. But God added 15 years to Ezekiah's life. Glory to God. We thank God for you being here with us this morning. I see our time have rapidly come and passed. But we just thank God for such another fine opportunity. And if somebody out there who don't know the Lord this morning, we invite you, amen, and God is extending his hand of invitation. In Jesus' name, have a great day. God bless you. We love you. Amen. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did. Yes, he did. We thank the Lord for you tuning in. Be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.
Have you read the book of Zephaniah recently? What about Ecclesiastes or Titus? Well, if these books are a little unfamiliar to you, maybe it's because you've never read or studied the entire Bible. Not many Christians have. But you can go through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee and do it every 5 years. We invite you to join with us in an entertaining and profitable time of studying God's Word right here on this station every weekday.
Join Dr. McGee at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the Good News Station.